Good evening, everyone. Time for another chapter of Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe this week. Chapter 7, Cannibals. For the next 2 years, Robinson kept away from the eastern end of the island where he had seen the footprint. He decided, instead, to explore the western end, which he had seen only once along the shore. As he reached the top of a hill overlooking the sea, he thought he saw a boat far out in the distance, but he didn't have his spyglass with him, so he couldn't be sure. Within minutes, though, the boat was out of sight. As Robinson turned his attention away from the sea and headed down the hill, he stopped dead in his tracks, more horrified than he had ever been in his life. "Oh my God," he gasped as he saw hands, skulls, feet, and other bones of human bodies scattered in the sand. Nearby were the remains of a fire. "The savages have been here," he cried, "and they have had a bloody feast on the bodies of their fellow human beings." Robinson turned away from this horrible sight. He grew sick to his stomach and felt faint. He soon began vomiting uncontrollably. After several minutes, when the vomiting had stopped, Robinson turned and ran up the hill as fast as his legs would carry him. He didn't stop running until he was safely inside his fortress, where he swore never to return to the western end of the island again. For the next 2 years, whenever Robinson went out of his fortress, he used more caution and stayed more alert than he had ever done before. He even stopped firing his gun for fear that any savages who might be on the island would hear it. Robinson was more thankful than ever that he had tamed his goats and was not forced to hunt in the woods. But even though he didn't fire his gun, he kept it with him at all times, along with his pistols and his sword. During those long months, Robinson's fear gradually turned to anger. He began making plans for an attack on the savages if he ever caught them at their bloody feasts. Many wild schemes crossed his mind, but none seemed very sound. He would be one man against 20 or 30 savages whose bows and arrows were just as deadly and just as accurate as his guns. But the more he thought about the attacks, the more he began questioning himself. "Do I have the right to judge and murder these people? I may consider them criminals, yet they are only doing what their people have been doing for years. Perhaps they do not consider eating human flesh a sin, just as I do not consider eating the flesh of a goat a sin." "Then, too," Robin continued, "these people have done me no harm. They did not come to the island to attack me, so why should I attack them? I might kill 2 or 3 cannibals, maybe even 5 or 6, but if the rest of them escape, they might return with hundreds of others to kill me and eat me, just to avenge the deaths of their countrymen." So Robinson finally decided that if he saw the cannibals again, the wisest thing to do would be to hide. That way they would never guess that another human being was on the island. Still, the fear of constant danger did not leave Robinson. He went out from his fortress only for necessary reasons. He no longer thought about building new things to make his life easier for fear that the banging of a nail or the chopping of wood would be heard. He even stopped making fires out of doors and did his cooking inside his cave for fear the smoke would give him away. The only thing that was important now was his safety, even more important than food. Robinson had been on the island for 23 years. 4 years had passed since he had made his bloody discovery. In those 4 years, there was no sign of any more visits by the cannibals. Robinson was almost convinced that no other savages would ever come here to disturb him again. But in December of his 23rd year, Robinson's peaceful life was disturbed. Early one morning, he spied some smoke rising from the shore on his side of the island. He placed his ladder up against the side of the hill above his fortress and climbed to the top. He lay down on his stomach, and with his spyglass, he began to search for the fire. The round circle of the glass soon revealed 9 savages sitting around a small fire, but they soon got into their canoes and rowed away. As soon as they were out of sight, Robinson grabbed his guns and headed for the beach. Blood, bones, and pieces of human flesh lay on the sand. Robinson's old murderous feelings returned, and he swore to destroy the savages the next time they set foot on the island. End of chapter 7. Boy, that was a doozy, wasn't it, Thompson?